Nebraska Extension Almanac.
One sure sign of spring are the gorgeous flowering trees like crabapple and redbud. Spring flowering trees can offer an explosion of color and fragrance after a long, dreary winter. Nebraska Extension Specialist Kim Todd says choosing the right tree is important, but also choosing where to place it in the landscape.
What I want to concentrate on is how to actually choose and place these ornamental flowering trees in the landscape. Because remember, if our weather gets hot instantly or we have some strange freak of nature, the flowers are not going to last very long, and then all you have is the form and the foliage. This is one example of how to use them in a natural setting. You let them come up wherever they are, you let them do their thing, and then they go quiet in the summer, but they just have that textural sort of an appearance. So even though this is one of the common flowering trees, I want to talk also about crab apples and what we choose in terms of the form for those. It's always so tempting to walk into a garden center when plants are in flower and just pick out that very first perfect blooming one. But what we really want to do is start thinking about what is your intent. Like those red buds that were all multi-stem instead of a single trunk like the crab apple, and they were in a grove and they were against a dark background, that gives you a different kind of a quality of landscape experience than lining a street or showing a complete specimen with another tree. Take the crab apples, for example. We don't think of them in terms of being a small tree, and it's a rounded form with a round top and it's wide spreading. That is not going to fit in a lot of different spaces. It's not going to change its character if you try to prune it up, because also one of the things to realize about a lot of our smaller ornamental trees is their branching height is supposed to be low to the ground. So you have to choose wisely for the form as well as the flower color that you want. The other thing to keep in mind on this is a plant that has dark foliage is not going to show up as well against a dark background. One that has light foliage is going to show up against a darker background, and the same is true for the flowers. Japanese maples are an example of an ornamental tree that we choose first for hardiness, and that does not mean just what it says on the tag. You have to look at the environment, and this is perfect for Japanese maple, understory against a background, especially when this tree is backlit by the sun. It is absolutely spectacular. It's a single stem, it's protected, it gives you great beauty even without having the flowering occurring. These old weeping red jade crab apples are a great example of what plant breeders have been focusing on even more now, and that is differences in form, from weepers to very, very narrow ones like a Carpinus called Franz Fontaine. And again, if you think first in terms of choosing those ornamental plants for their hardiness, the location where they're going to live, your intent, you would obviously choose a weeping crab apple for something totally different than one where you had to have clearance to drive under it or to walk under it. This to me is a perfect example of a plant that I would have loved to have had when I was a kid, because you can go under there and you are hidden from the world. So you choose this one not so much for the fleeting flowers, but for everything else it can contribute. So as you go choose those ornamental trees for your landscape, do think about that form and that intent first. Don't get all caught up in the beauty of just the flowers.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.